And Barbara, are you the one who's going to read my aura? Is it, or it's going to be Dimitri?
No, Dimitri doesn't read the auras. I do.
You do that. Tell me how you have been able to do that.
Well, I started to see the aura from age 3. And when I was 11 years old, I met a hermetic scientist who had charts. And so I knew what each energy meant. And from then on, it just developed.
What is an aura?
An aura is something that emanates, it's an essence that emanates around all living things. It's energy. In fact, the chair you're sitting in, the table, the lamp, everything has an aura, including humans, of course. Animals, plants,
Does a person with a lot of energy generally have a bigger aura than somebody else or a different color?
They say that the man Jesus' aura was a block away from, Some have stronger than others.
His was bright, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Dimitri, do you get into auras at all?
Well, I've been training with Barbara for 26 years, so I've been definitely working with the aura for many, many years right now.
But you don't read them.
No, that's what you're asking. Yeah.
Would you like to?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It takes time, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to develop that. I have had classes where I taught the aura, and nobody came out being able to do it.
Well, you have to, most people don't realize you don't actually train to see the aura. The aura is a byproduct of your evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So it opens up after you've developed other parts of your nature.
Now, you're going to read my aura, Barbara, but don't you have to see me?
No. There are certain things about you that I can't see. And usually, that's done in person, but I can tune into you even without seeing you.
All right. Let's get into some of the questions in a moment, but do a little aura reading, I guess.
You want it now?
Yeah. Fire away.
Okay. All right. You have a gold, which is with you. It's a primary ray, which is with you your lifetime. That doesn't change. You have silver in your mental body, which is intelligence. The gold that I mentioned is wisdom. You have lemon yellow in the mental body, which is powers of concentration. You have emerald green in your hermetic center, which is harmony and balance. You have spiritual tone or blue in your throat center. You have carnation red, which is vitality and energy in your hermetic, in the chest area. You have turquoise, which is prosperity, in the same hermetic. You have orange, which is motivation and enthusiasm. Now, I downrayed the orange to me before we started and the carnation red. You have deep rose pink, which is in the emotional body, about where your navel is. You have white light, which surrounds you, and you have pretty good health lines. Have you had any physical problems?
Nope, not in a long time.
No, because so that's why I see silvery white lines on both sides of your body, meaning you have no health problems. You have powder blue above your head, which is inspiration and ideas. You have purple under your feet, meaning you've overcome obstacles, and you've had several obstacles to overcome, is what I sense. You have a color division, which has all the energies, and you seem to draw a lot on the green, which is balance and harmony. You have a spiritual division above your head, which is blue, pink, green, yellow, purple, brown. Orange, which is above your head, but you're not tapping any of that.
Is it unusual to have so many different colors?
No, that's what they are. No, that's not unusual.
I always thought an aura was just one color.
Oh, no. Oh, heavens, no. Because, like, for instance, your thinking level comes through with intelligence, and that's the silver I mentioned before, the lemon yellow powers of concentration. Each energy means something else. So we're not just one energy, we're many energies, which is good. It's better.
So overall, what would you say?
About your aura?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a very good aura. I'm not pulling any skeletons out of your closet, notice.
Well, what's a bad aura?
Well, if you have black, if you have dark brown, if you have gray, that's bad. That's not good.
Does that mean you're sickly or something, or you don't have energy?
Well, if you have gray, you could have fear or illness, which wasn't your case. You had silvery white lines. If you have brown, you're petty and cruel. If you have black, you're hateful. So the darker energies are contrary to your brighter energies.
Why has it taken Dimitri so long, and he still can't read auras?
Because it's not an easy thing to do. See, I was born with that ability, meaning that I had developed it in a past life and brought it over to this life and, developed it even more. As I said, I have a class on aura, and I stopped teaching it because nobody there came out being able to read the aura.
Well, you also basically have to be almost like an enlightened status.
Yeah,
to be able to see
it's not an easy thing to do, my darling.
Can you feel it? You know, if you were close by someone, can you feel it?
Oh, yes, you can feel it.
Well, radiating?
Like, you mentioned earlier you go to a party and you sense whether you like that person right away or you dislike that person.
Right.
That's the aura.
And everybody else feels it, too.
Oh, yes. You know, I think that the aura is a beautiful thing because it tells you a lot. It tells you a great deal. I also do karmic readings, which means I go into your past lives. And those past lives tell you, for instance, if you know somebody in that life that's in this life. It's very interesting, the karma charts.
What's the photography that takes auras? Krillian?
Yes.
Is that it? How does that work?
Well, apparently the electrical apparatus of all the things that it has is able to photograph and bring it forward. Krillian photography is a recent thing, and not as much is known about it.
What does it mean to have an aura?
Well, it means you're alive, and I think you mentioned before that those people that went into the elevator did not have an aura.
They didn't have one. He didn't see anything.
Okay. If you don't have an aura, then you're dead. Definitely going to die. Everyone has an aura.
And, Dimitri, what about animals?
They have auras, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not as pronounced. Now, I read in Seattle, Washington, I read some dogs. And they had beautiful auras, but, you know, like a lot of deep rose pink, which is love, and a few other things. But animals have auras, sure, everything.
Which means also that the animal is evolving, too.
Yeah.
They're going through an evolution. So when you have a pet and you're loving that pet, it's not just about the cuddles and hugs. That pet is actually absorbing spiritual energy, and you're actually helping its evolution.
And it's eventually going to go out of this place, and it too can eventually grow, become human.
Can you heal your body if you know what your aura is?
Absolutely. Healing comes in with, the orange-red flame is something that purifies, and the blue-white fire is the life force. And we do a lot of healings. We just came back from Columbus, Ohio, and we did about 6-7 healings for people.
Would you say this is all tied together, Dimitri? Auras, reincarnation,
karma? Oh, it's all
karma.
Part of the study of metaphysics. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The ancients, put it all in a package. I mean, not a package, but it's all part of the process of evolution. Basically, you're forging your spiritual metal in your aura. So there are kind of three types of auras. There's the mixed aura, which is kind of most of us, meaning there's some enlightened energies and unenlightened energies there. Then if you really take the wrong turn in life, you can actually get the devolved aura, which is the aura of kind of it's a degrading kind of an energy field. And if you really hit the mark, you can eventually develop the enlightened aura. So that's what we're all aiming towards, is